Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're out there earlier tonight. How was it?
It was Toby from Kinky Boots.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. I thought my head was going to pop off. All I could hear was my heartbeat for the first, when those lights went down. And we were waiting, and you could see the video was that we were waiting to get our cue, and it was electric. It was incredible.
It's funny, Toby. We were up here, and so the doors were shut, but we could feel it from here. We really could feel it.
Yeah, the crowd just got behind us so quickly.
It looked beautiful, and then the way they lit you all and your performance, and it sounded, it was a beautiful auditorium to, you know, hear it. It was amazing.
True Colour's a perfect song for
who doesn't like
as
you know,
well.
It would have been, yeah.
No, I was just going to say, can you tell me a little about Kinky Boots? Because you're the lead, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Yeah?
That's right. Kinky Boots is a musical, music by Cyndi Lauper. Mm-hmm. So, True Colours, obviously. It's a bit of a crossover there.
And is the book by Harvey Fierstein?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And it swept the Tony Awards, the Olivier's. Yeah. It's about a young man named Charlie, whose father passes away and gives him a shoe factory that is failing, and Charlie doesn't know what to do with it. He doesn't really want to be there, but on a whim and a chance encounter, he meets Lola, who is a drag queen, and he decides to manufacture boots exclusively for men.
Brilliant idea.
Who knew?
Brilliant idea. And when does it open?
We're playing in October, so we
open October. I thought so. In the cricket season, so we're all available. We're really looking forward to it.
We're also joined, of course, here by Ro Allen, Victorian Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, and a friend of Joy's. We spoke a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, we did.
About the fact that you were going to attend this game. Has it lived up to any thoughts you had at that point?
It's blown my expectations. It's been amazing. For my first game, I don't know how the next game is going to be.
I think you're right.
Any surprises tonight, Roy?
For me, I think when True Colours started to come out through the speakers, the fact that I just burst into tears, I think, was a bit of a surprise.
Were you alone? Were there other people crying around you?
I was standing by myself, but then Matt Finnis, the CEO of St Kilda, came up and put his arm around me. So, I mean, it was just a beautiful moment.
It really is. And to look out, we for everyone listening at home, we're on sort of the second tier, and we've got a beautiful view looking across the ground, and you can see colours, you can see rainbow flags, you can see the numbers on the back of the players, and it's such a strong visual reminder of what is trying to be achieved here today.
Yeah, it is.
And what they also can't see, Ro, is your multicoloured shirt, your rainbow shirt.
Absolutely. And on television, you would have seen my daughter run out on the as a mascot.
I
thought there was going to be like hundreds of kids, but there was just two of them.
Oh, brilliant.
Her and her friend, and they ran out with the fellas. And
so she's having a good day.
My goodness, she is so sugared up, and she's still jumping up and down, and she's going to remember this day forever. And I just feel our family has been completely embraced by St Kilda, and it's just been magnificent.
Isn't that wonderful?
Toby, you're a performer,
yeah.
And you look beautiful in your three-piece suit, and you're probably coming to life now because we're getting past 9 o'clock on a Saturday night. What does a game like this mean to you? Do you follow sport? Are you...
I was saying earlier tonight that I used to follow the AFL,
yeah.
But my team is Carlton, so uh-huh. I stopped following because I could just assume that they're not doing it.
Get back on board. Now's
the time. I will. I used to play as a kid.
Did you?
So yeah, and it means a lot to me that this is happening, because it's two things that meant a lot to me in my life and still do, is AFL and equality. I was a big... It mattered to me a lot. I did music theatre from a young age too. So
it may surprise some people, but there are gay and lesbian people in musical theatre. So I've heard.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There are some straight people who do it as well.
There is one of which.
Is, yeah. There's like a unicorn, I think.
But it's, and so you've, after your performance, you've been able to just relax, or have you been speaking in other events or anything tonight?
Went up and had a sing in the Endeavour Room.
Did you?
Sang a song from the show. So that was fantastic, because the view from up there, and the view from here is great. I feel like I've seen the the game from every angle tonight.
That's brilliant.
It's great. I get a composite picture from everywhere.
Fantastic. This is the special outside broadcast live from the AFL Pride game in Melbourne between the St Kilda Saints and the Sydney Swans.
I've got an important question for Rose.
Yes,
sorry. First game with your daughter. Have you embraced it fully, would you say? Have you had the pie and sauce experience?
I haven't eaten anything. Oh, come on. That's really good. I went to a two-course meal and I haven't eaten anything.
No, pie and sauce with half of it dripping down onto your, t-shirt.
Those pleasures are yet to come.
Right, yeah, well.
I put a little bit of hummus on a piece of bread earlier.
No, I'm old school. I am pies and sauce all the way.
I've been eyeing that Chico stall since I got here.
Do you know Nando, talking about food, Nando, who's outside, made their own hot, proud and hot badges.
They did.
Nothing connected to this at all.
Isn't that just outside?
And they wanted to celebrate the Pride thing, and they made their own rainbow hot and proud badges at Nando's.
There are rainbows everywhere out there. What could you see when you were on the ground before the game?
Not much, because we were pitch black, and then when those lights lit up, so the LEDs around the corner, you just saw all these people waving flags and singing along.
And the glow sticks were there, Toby? Were there glow sticks as well? Yeah, there were.
There were a few people in the stands. Everyone was kind of doing their own thing. Like, some people had flags, some people had glow sticks, others had meat pies.
We arrived early, really, just as the gates were opening, and there were a lot of groups of people with kids, all sorts, but all convening outside, and that energy was starting then. You could see it on their faces, and then it just seems to be flowing around.
I've got a couple of tweets that I'd like to share with you from Curiosity. Sitting at home in my Giants gear, so that's the Greater Western Sydney team, watching hashtag Pride game on TV and listening to Joy. So proud for the game, go Saints.
Yay.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
From Katie, our official tweeter from Joy, who's obviously had some time to tweet as well. It's just amazing to be in this room. My heart is bursting with joy and pride. There's been such a lot of positive messages. Social media has seemed to be predominantly positive. Have you had any pushback from anyone when you told people what you were doing?
No, I haven't had any at all. And I don't notice it. I think there's a tendency to focus on it sometimes. You think that social media is this thing where people always get upset and they're always saying horrible stuff to each other, and you know there is cyberbullying and things like that, but I really think a majority of the time you see people who are like-minded who want to support things like this, and it's been great, a lot of support.
I'm looking forward to going home and reading some of that. So you've been in a couple of different rooms tonight. Have you seen much of the game?
I've seen a little bit of the game. I now know all the rules.
That's a big call, right?
You don't catch it, you mark it.
That's good. Yeah, good lesson. Yeah. We had Ambassador John Berry on just before you guys came on, and he said that he feels that this is a very important game for the world. He said someone had remarked to him that it was a great day for Victoria and for the AFL, and he was the one who said, no, this is enormous for the world, which is a fantastic thing.
No small feat at all.
Well, it's Victoria, so of course we're leading the way.
I was trying to avoid a pun about boots, because those kinky boots, they're going to be everywhere, aren't they? The actual kinky boots are like
the big reds.
Where are they right now?
The big ones?
Yeah.
Out the front of the stadium.
Are they?
Yeah, I think they're like 2 foot taller than I am, so they're massive.
So there's been a lot of colour and movement. There's a lot of functions. There are people waving flags. I haven't even seen the goal umpire flags. But, Ro, don't dob on me if I pinch them, okay?
Well, I'm under the fear of death if I don't get the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives one of those flags. So.
Brilliant. All right, we'll work on it together.
Together.
No, I saw that big wink, people.
Mark Evans offered me a role as a goal umpire. But we'll talk about that. Thank you so much, Ro.
Pleasure.
Thank you for working with us. Thanks, Toby. Enjoy the rest of your evening and talk to you another time.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.